Reality TV has followed celebrities into the wilderness and small business owners into a shark tank. A new show on CNBC follows young entrepreneurs in Cleveland. It's produced by basketball star LeBron James. The show is called Cleveland Hustles, and the idea is to pair the entrepreneurs with established businesses in the city. For member station WCPN, IdeaStream, Dariel Snipes has more.
Reality TV is real life for the four small businesses being targeted. They make everything from bagels to natural sodas to luxury purses. They're all going through significant growing pains while the cameras are rolling. Like most startups, these face a number of basic challenges, like securing capital from a bank. On the show, successful business owners will act as both mentors and investors to try to take them to the next level.
We're young business owners. I mean, I really think wisdom and experience that an advisor investor could bring to your business, I think that is priceless. You know, if anything, I mean, that really helps you set up your business for success.
That's Philip Wachter, who, with his wife Jackie, owned the company Fount, which makes leather handbags. What was once their hobby became their business 2 years ago. At their studio in Cleveland's Midtown, huge windows provide natural light as the hum of sewing machines serenades workers piecing together leather bags. In the beginning, their plan was simple. Use their savings and borrow money from family to make the bags.
Well, and our business model for the first year especially was to put every penny we made from the business back into the business so that we can continue to grow.
They were able to buy several machines, including a huge clicker press to punch holes in the leather. They did have to get creative, working deals with distributors for Italian leather hides. The Wachters managed not to take out any loans or lines of credit from a bank. Philip Wachter says they're trying to get credit now.
So it's kind of tricky, and especially being a smaller business, like if we are trying to move quickly with kind of growth and to try to pursue different things, it's kind of hard to work on the timeline of the banks. But you have to do what you have to do.
After a while, they actually turned a profit.
So we did, at the end of the year, make $2, which was really exciting.
And they can laugh now that they've teamed up with Jonathan Sawyer. Sawyer is an award-winning chef and author who owns several restaurants here in Cleveland. They worked out a deal with Sawyer. He provides business advice over the next 3 years. In return, he gets 5% of Fount's gross sales. That advice already seems to be paying off. Fount is now manufacturing 150 handmade bags a week, and sales are up. The Wachters opened a retail store in a Cleveland West Side neighborhood. Jonathan Sawyer says investing in young entrepreneurs is often risky, but it's long been the bread and butter of the tech world.
I think that's amazing to think about Clevelanders thinking about business in that, you know, Silicon, Napa, you know, different platform way.
Karen Mills agrees. She used to work for the Small Business Administration. Mills says the direct type of mentoring and funding is critical for creating jobs across the country.
This is the American way and the American dream. Having local sources of expertise and capital dedicated to making sure that those ideas get to the next stage, this could be a real boost to the American economy.
Back at the Fount Studios, the Wachters are now managing 21 employees and aim to have twice as many in the next year. With their mentors' help and some hustle, they hope to be well on their way to making a profit that far exceeds the $2 they made in their first year. For NPR News, I'm Dariel Snipes.